It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. Bill, I am so excited to introduce our next guest, a legendary songwriter, singer, icon, Donovan. What else can I say? Hi, Donovan. How are you?
Is that you, Wendy?
It is.
Goodness, what a great introduction. Yes, it is I. Still alive and on my feet with my guitar in my hand soon.
Well, that's good. Yes, you're coming to the Paramount Theater in Aurora next Friday night. It's June 9th. I will be at that show. My son, Michael, just turned 18, and I played for him Mellow Yellow. And I said, you like psychedelia? Check this out. It was a big hit when I worked in rock radio, all over the radio. That was the first song he learned to play on guitar and sing at the same time. And he does probably about 13 of your songs. So I believe he should give you a royalty check when we see you next Friday.
Oh, well, maybe he can just give me some. Will he come to the show? No.
Yes, we will all be there.
Yeah, of course. You're going to introduce me, I believe.
Yes.
How about that?
This is such... I got to admit, I'm a little nervous because just such a big fan of yours.
Say that again, darling?
I'm a little nervous, I got to tell you, because I'm a big fan of yours.
Well, no, don't you worry. We'll make you feel very comfortable. Well, before you go on, we'll make sure your butterflies are not flutterbying too much.
Are you still nervous? You can't
no,
still be nervous.
I'm really not. All I'm right. looking so forward to the Sunshine Superman tour.
That's great. Yeah.
You have all these hits. I mean, really, Mellow Yellow, Sunshine Superman, Hurdy Gurdy Man, Season of the Witch. And I have to tell you the goofiest story. Watching The Wonder Years, do you remember that show on ABC a long time ago?
I think so. Remind me.
It was Kevin Arnold.
Savage played him, yeah.
And he narrated this lovely family. And there was one episode where the daughter was graduating from high school, and she was going out to spread her wings and be a hippie for the summer. And they played your song, Catch the Wind. One of the most beautiful moments. I was, like, crying watching this television show.
Well, you know, I come from the Irish, Scottish-Irish tradition of the balladeer, the poet, the storyteller. You know, without the storyteller and the songwriter, we wouldn't have those songs that actually mark very important parts of our journey. That's what I've always felt my songs have done, speaking of the human journey, but also from the very early, and as I traveled through my life, I started writing about later parts of one's life. And so that's a great story. Well done. Thanks.
I believe they played Colors on that that show as well, too.
Yeah.
Yellow is the color of my true love. Yeah, that's it.
In the morning.
We rise.
Donovan, if I may.
Oh. When we rise, that's the time.
That's the time.
I love the best. And, yeah, so when you introduce me, I'll be standing by in the wings, ready to come straight after you.
Oh,
look at that. This is such an honor.
That's going to be so much fun. Donovan, the first time I remember ever seeing you, I was a small boy, and I was watching the Smothers Brothers, and you were a guest star on that. Do you have any recollection of those appearances on the Smothers Brothers?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Great.
yeah, I remember the voice. I mean, it was really incredible. The show was very advanced for its age,
yep.
For its time. And there was a lot of things done on that show. It was really groundbreaking. One of them was to actually record the show on a beautiful four-track machine. Mm. So we musicians and comedians and all the guests on the show, we were looked after really, really well. And I had a lot of fun.
Oh, good. I like hearing that.
And, you know, a lot of people say that you and Bob Dylan had this little rift. There is no rift.
No. But, you know, there is always a friendly rivalry among poets and musicians and artists, you know. But I guess it was blown up out of proportion and helped us both.
Donovan, other than yourself, because you're obviously still working steadily, is there some young performer coming up that you say to yourself, I see a little bit of me in that person?
Well, a little bit of me. Well, they have said this about to Jake Bugg, the guy from the Manchester area. Jake Bugg, a guitar and a vocal and a one-song kind of guy. Yeah, he was related to me. I like Jake.
Mm-hmm.
similar. But the times are different, you know, Bill, Wendy. The times were so different then. It was so, how should we say, it was pioneer time, where the crossroads of meeting other artists in London or Manchester or Glasgow, there were very few. It was a simpler kind of time. And walking about with a guitar on the beaches of Cornwall like I did, I don't think that happens anymore.
Yeah, it really doesn't. Now it's such a different thing. You have to go on The Voice, right, which is crazy.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, not to say the internet is a terrible, terrible bad thing. It has allowed lots of young musicians and actors and storytellers and, well, lots of photographers and painters and dancers to have a platform themselves. That's a good thing.
Donovan, what do you think? Like, you were dead center in the middle of what they call, music historians refer to as, the British invasion. So what do you think was going on there now as we look back upon it? Why were there so many influential bands and musicians coming out of the UK at that time, do you think?
Look, the swinging 60s in Britain was an extraordinary explosion of the small art schools that were all in all the old industrial cities of Britain were pouring out what was going to be called the swinging 60s of Britain. Out of those art schools came the painters and the potters and the poets, and the look by the painters that were designing the new looks. Out of those art school smarts came the 60s. Everything, every 3 weeks, something extraordinary was happening. You've got to understand, after that Second World War and into the 50s, which was full of rock and roll, the 50s, but there was still some hard times going on in Britain at the when we grew up. And then it exploded in 61, 2, and 3. It's very difficult to actually explain it all very quickly, but what you saw when we invaded was an explosion after a lot of dark times. And so the poets, the painters, the potters, the dancers, the filmmakers, the hairdressers, the costume designers, and we singer-songwriters pouring out of those industrial towns were getting ourselves back on our feet again after that war. That's what you saw. We truly did invade you with an extraordinary amount of material.
Do you still have your secret plan for world peace involving ukuleles, meditation, and Paul McCartney and Ringo?
Yeah, well, you see, when it was obvious that the Beatles and I would meet, we, in the song, you could hear it in the lyrics of 65, that something was going to happen, we would meet. And when we did meet, we were reading the same books. And when we did read the same books, we also felt, because they're the Irish, McCartney and Lennon, the Irish in Liverpool, and I'm the Irish in Scotland and Glasgow. And when we got together, we felt, and many others did too, there's a responsibility here. Songwriters from our tradition have always had very radical, powerful arts of theatre, poetry, music, and presentation. And when we got together, we ended up saying that if we're going to help at all, there has to be an understanding that if the human race is actually mentally ill, and they are, really, I mean, what about what's going on today? There is an illness going on. And then when the books we were studying, George Harrison and I especially, it became clear, and we haven't got a lot of time to explain this, but the human race actually needs to enter a deeper level of themselves. And the only way in was through meditation. So we went to India to find it, found it, brought it back. And after a lot of controversy, this form of meditation is, we hope, in time, spreading out all over the world through schools. And yeah, Paul and Ringo and I, Linda, my wife, David Lynch, we try to present it as much as possible to try to put it into schools proper. That's it. That's the speech.
Well, there it is. And the Sunshine Superman Tour, Paramount Theater, Friday, June 9th, 23 East Galena Boulevard in Aurora. You can go to ParamountAurora.com. And real quickly, I know you have to go. Tell us about the Donovan Children's Fund. You mentioned David Lynch. And are you a Twin Peaks fan?
Quite simply, kids are strung out and really stressed up to the max, most in schools, and it has been shown and proven again and again with an enormous amount of tests from the medical and the scientific and the educational authorities that the simple form of transcendental meditation, 20 minutes in the morning for the kids, it really settles them in, an extraordinary settling down. And this has been proven again and again. So there was a special arranged around my tour over these last 2 years by David Lynch. David said, let's create the Children's Fund within the David Lynch Foundation, and essentially is to prepare a form of meditation called TM for kids in stress. And so my one is really not only for any kids, but kids really at risk in America. And we raised an enormous amount of money and part of my tour last year and the year before.
That's great work that you're doing. I am looking so forward to seeing you. In conclusion here, please tell us who plays on Hurdy Gurdy Man and put these rumors to rest.
Okay, Bill. Okay, Wendy. Thanks, Bill. I'll see you soon, Wendy.
We'll see you. The members of Zeppelin playing on Hurdy Gurdy Man, correct?
Say that again?
Led Zeppelin members playing on your Hurdy Gurdy Man.
I'll tell you in private.
Oh. All right. It's a secret.
Okay.
Good deal.
Donovan.
Thank you.
Chicago. I'm not coming into the center this time, but hey, the fans that are going to make the journey out, I look forward to saying what I've said to every audience in this 50th anniversary. Thank you for 50 years of following my music from the beaches of Cornwall, me and Gypsy Dave, and then my darling muse Linda. We all thank you. Thank you so much, and we'll have a wonderful evening. Come if you can.
Take
we'll
care, Donovan.
Then.
Thanks. That's Donovan. He seemed a little elusive about your final question.
I don't think we had a good phone line.
Is that what it was?
I mean, yeah. Although after 70, maybe you lose your hearing a little bit.
Could be.
But yes, there's rumored to be John Bonham playing on that Jimmy Page and John Paul Jones on Hurdy Gurdy Man.
But he said he will divulge it in private.
I just divulged it.
Oh, you did. Okay.
That's the rumors served to be true.
You still nervous about introducing him, or are you okay now?
He's so legendary, and it's going to be an honor to meet him.
Sure.
And to listen to all these tunes. We're going as a family. We're going to rock and roll. Sunshine Superman Tour, Paramount Theater, next Friday, a week from this Friday, June 9th. You can go to ParamountAurora.com. Isn't it weird that he's hooked up with David Lynch?
Just a little, yeah. Just a little bit. All right, we'll take a quick break and then more to discuss with you. So stay here. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.